In the world of business, success and failure are two sides of the same coin. While success is undoubtedly what every business owner strives for, failure is often feared and avoided at all costs. However, it's time for a shift in this perspective. As business owners, we need to embrace failure as a stepping stone to progress. Failure isn't the end, rather, it's a vital part of the journey towards success. In this episode, I wanted to take a moment to discuss the reasons why failure should be embraced in business and how it can pave the way for growth, innovation, and long-term success. As custodians of businesses, great and small, we find ourselves at a crossroad. It is time to not only accept, but to warmly embrace failure as a catalyst, a stepping stone, and an agent of transformation in our pursuit of progress. Take a listen. I'm Amy Bajada, CPA by trade, not in nature, now financial coach to businesses globally. The Boring Shit You Need to Know in Business podcast was created with business owners and aspiring business owners in mind. It's a way to bring you simple yet effective business strategies, explore the art of being in business, and challenge the notion that our financial numbers are boring. If you're looking to improve your profitability, increase your cash, and grow your business, you're in the right place. Join me and other business owners as we discuss the boring shit you need to know in business. When we delve into the heart of business ownership, it becomes apparent that the path to success is very rarely a smooth, unbroken road. Instead, it is a winding journey filled with peaks and valleys, successes and setbacks. These setbacks or failures can often be perceived as stumbling blocks that halt our progress. However, it's critical to understand that these stumbling blocks can be the very stepping stones that propel us forward. For far too long, this narrative has been one of avoidance and apprehension towards this mere mention of the word failure. It's stigmatized as the end, as an insurmountable black hole that business owners should steer clear of at all costs. However, as our business landscape changes at the rate of knots, our approach must, with all certainty, be to evolve with it. Failure is an exceptional teacher. It provides such valuable insights into what went wrong and why. When we embrace failure, we open ourselves up to a world of learning opportunities. This process of reflection and analysis allows us to adapt and improve our strategies, products, and our services. You see, without failure, we might never actually end up questioning our methods, and this stagnation can be a significant roadblock to the progress that we need. Consider the example of Thomas Edison, who famously said the words, "I have not failed, I've just found 10,000 ways that won't work." He said this while inventing the light bulb. His persistence in the face of failure ultimately led to one of the most transformative inventions in history. Similarly, embracing failure can lead to innovative breakthroughs and improvements in our own businesses. Very few lessons are as profound as those that we learn from failure. While success might be that coveted prize that we all strive for, failure serves as this unsung hero, offering business owners like you and me a free and invaluable education. In the world of small business, where every decision carries weight, every penny counts, and the margin for error is slim, failure is often seen as this roadblock, that stumbling stone that I keep talking about. But more importantly, it's seen as defeat. However, it's time to reframe our perspective and recognize that failure is, in essence, this free business school, offering lessons that can't be found in those textbooks or classrooms. The concept of failure as a learning opportunity is certainly not new, but its significance cannot be overstated. Every misstep, every setback, every botched endeavor offers insight waiting to just be discovered. These lessons, sometimes hidden beneath layers of disappointment and frustration, provide such a profound understanding of what went wrong, why it did, and how it can be rectified or even avoided in the future. Consider a client of mine, a lingerie brand who introduced a new product line with high hopes, but saw it fail to resonate with their customers. instead of viewing this as a setback or as a dead end, they actually saw it as a chance to learn. So they delved deeper into their customer feedback, analyzing which pieces were unpopular and exactly why they were unpopular. In doing so, they discovered that their clientele actually preferred a classic comfort fit and more sustainable pieces over any trendy styles. So armed with this insight, they adjusted their product designs and fabric choices, focusing on their customers' preferences, and witnessed such a significant uptick in sales. In this case in particular, failure was the catalyst for understanding their target market better and adapting their approach accordingly. The essence of learning from failure lies in self-reflection and analysis. It forces business owners to ask hard questions and confront uncomfortable truths. What strategies didn't work? Were assumptions accurate? Were there overlooked market trends or customer needs? Having this introspection, often spurred by this sting of failure in the air, can drive a deeper comprehension of the business itself and all of its intricacies. Even more so, learning from failure fosters a sense of adaptability, which is a critical trait for survival in such an unpredictable world like running a small business. When a plan falls apart, when projections prove to be incorrect, and when the anticipated market response just doesn't materialize the way we'd hoped, adaptability is your lifeline every single time. Business owners who embrace failure don't simply wallow in despair. They pivot, they adjust, they pivot again until they find a path that leads to some success. Failure isn't just about learning from your own mistakes even. It's also about learning from the mistakes of others. You know, studying business failures and success stories, be they within or even beyond your own industry, can be such a rich source of knowledge. These stories will provide invaluable insights into what to take on and what to avoid, offering you really simple shortcuts to learnings that might otherwise have taken years to acquire through your own trial and error. Another aspect of free business school that failure offers is the development of problem-solving skills. When faced with a failed venture, business owners are compelled to think creatively and search for solutions. This problem-solving mindset not only helps overcome the immediate challenge, but also builds an arsenal of skills for you to assist you in tackling future issues. If we were to really delve deep and examine the real drivers that cause business owners to fear failure, two primary concerns stand out predominantly. That is this financial risk and branding risk concepts. Understanding these fears and their implications is critical for business owners as it sheds light on why failure can be such a daunting prospect in the world of business. Financial risks are perhaps the most tangible and immediate concern for most business owners. The prospect of financial failure, including bankruptcy or substantial financial losses, can actually be quite paralyzing. This fear is deeply rooted in the fact that many business owners have invested their own savings, taken loans, or even attracted investors to fund their businesses. And the thought of losing not only their hard-earned money, but also the financial security of their families can be overwhelming. Financial failure can have far-reaching consequences, I get it. It can affect your employees, your suppliers, your stakeholders. There are layoffs, unpaid debts, and disrupted partnerships can result from a business's financial downfall. Business owners often feel a profound sense of responsibility for the livelihoods of their employees and the trust of their investors. So this weighty responsibility adds to the fear of financial failure. On the other hand, the fear of branding risks is another genuine concern for business owners. In the digital age, a company's reputation and brand image can be tarnished in an instant, and such damage can have long-lasting consequences. With the rapid increase of social media and online review platforms, news of a business failure or a negative customer experience can quickly go viral, impacting public perception. A damaged brand reputation can lead to the loss of customer trust, decreased sales, and difficulty attracting new customers. And I don't need to tell you, in some cases, it may necessitate costly efforts to actually try and rebuild a brand's image and regain public trust. Additionally, this tarnished reputation can make it challenging to attract top talent or secure partnerships with other businesses, including the banks. Understanding both these fears are essential to being able to move forward with confidence, but it's equally important for business owners to develop strategies to overcome them. By learning to overcome them and embrace failure as part of the process, it can encourage a culture of more calculated risk-taking. A culture that encourages risk-taking can lead to groundbreaking ideas, opportunities that might not have been even explored otherwise. By creating an environment where failure is viewed as that stepping stone, business owners can foster a culture of innovation and entrepreneurship. Learning from failure can also create resilience. It teaches business owners how to endure the setbacks, maintain determination, and continue to strive for success. Therefore, resilience is an essential quality for navigating this volatile journey of your business ownership. Having resilience in business is like a shield. It not only safeguards your company during the difficult times, but it also serves as a powerful tool for learning to cope with failures. We all know too well how setbacks and missteps are inevitable when we're running businesses. However, it is how a business bounces back from these failures that truly defines its long-term success. Firstly, resilience builds a mindset that perceives failure as not temporary obstacles, but actually opportunities for growth. When a business has a resilient foundation, its leaders and employees are more inclined to view failures as part of the journey rather than the end of the road. This perception shift breeds a culture of continuous improvement and, of course, a willingness to embrace challenges. Furthermore, resilience equips individuals and organizations with the ability to, most importantly, adapt and evolve. Coping with failures often entails quick thinking and creative problem solving. Resilient businesses are better prepared to navigate any unexpected disruptions or downturns because they have the flexibility and the resourcefulness to pivot when necessary. And this adaptability enables them to bounce back more swiftly and with greater resilience after encountering a failure. It also encourages a piece of self-assessment. When businesses face failure, they have an opportunity to evaluate their strategies, processes, and decision-making. This assessment allows you to identify weaknesses, refine your approaches, and make actual data-driven adjustments to them. By doing so, they not only recover the failure, but also prepare themselves for similar challenges for the future. But of course, in addition to building resilience, failure often forces us to think outside the box. When our initial plans don't work, we're compelled to explore new approaches and ideas. This necessity, therefore, will breed that innovation. Some of the most significant innovations in business history have arisen from the rises of failure. Let's consider for a minute the evolution of Apple. I love Apple products. But this is a prime example. In the early, I think it was 1990s, the company was struggling and on the brink of failure. However, it used these failures as a springboard for innovation. We all watched on as it happened. We had the introduction of the iPod, the iPhone, the iPad. It revolutionized technology and turned Apple into one of the world's most valuable companies. By embracing failure, Apple didn't just survive, it actually thrived. These products revolutionized the way we interacted with technology, consumed media, and communicated with each other. What's remarkable is that the foundation of these groundbreaking innovations came from these past failures. For instance, the iPod. It emerged as a response to challenges that Apple was facing in the music industry. So rather than succumbing to the industry's limitations, Apple created a device that allowed users to carry their entire music libraries in their pockets, completely changing the way we listen to music forever. The iPhone similarly was born from the ashes of these failures in the mobile phone market, in redefining what a phone could be, incorporating features like a touchscreen interface, you know, apps, internet connectivity, and it completely transformed the device into this pocket-sized computer. So my friend, when our initial plans falter or meet unexpected obstacles, whilst we find ourselves at a crossroads, we can either cling to our original strategies, which often will continue to result in further setbacks, or we can open our minds to new approaches and new ideas. Failure compels us to choose the latter path, one that requires creativity, flexibility, and a willingness to embrace the unknown. You just have to not fear it. Because innovation at its core is about doing things differently. It involves breaking away from established norms and conventions to create something new and valuable. Failure becomes this mother of inventions, as they say, because it disrupts the status quo and challenges our preconceived notions. And the notion of learning from failure is not just an abstract concept. It's actually a practical and powerful tool for business owners like you and me in the small business world. Failure is far from being at a dead end. It's an opportunity for education, self-reflection, adaptation, and growth. Therefore, as business owners, we must shift our perspective on failure. Instead of fearing it, we should embrace it as an integral part of the business journey. By doing so, we not only position ourselves for long-term success, but also create a culture of growth, learning, and innovation within our own organizations. So go forth, my friend, and welcome failure with open arms, for it's on this path that you're gonna find true progress in your business. Whatever you choose to do today, I hope you make it count.
To learn more about the boring shit you need to know in business, head to my website, www.amybajada.com.au/podcast, where you will find all my latest and greatest podcast episodes for you to enjoy. To be notified of new podcast episodes when they become available, be sure to hit that notification where you're listening to this podcast. Stay well, my friend.